Welcome to Kill Them All, the show about world domination. Today we're sponsored by Madame Eva's Candle and Incense Shop. I'll actually be using her products to get in touch with our special guest today. That's right, I'll be conducting a seance. This will also serve as a basic guide on how to contact demonic entities. First, set candles in a circle. Then, say the magic words, Haji Samir Shenem. Then, offer some blood into the circle. You can use yours if you don't have anyone else's. I have a supply on hand. The blood should evaporate quickly. Now use your special chalk and make arcane marks into the middle of the circle. The shape depends on who you're trying to contact. For a first-timer, just draw 7 dicks pointing at each other. You'll summon an imp. It's a bit more elaborate for my guest. She's a demon lord, after all. I'm summoning Oblivé, a large and agile demon with a vicious scorpion tail and spiky green armor.
Who dares summon me?
It is I, Baba La Saga, with the show Kill Them All. You are on the air.
Oh, wow. I'm such a fan. I had no idea there was any interest.
I'm glad that you heard of the show. We tried to contact an agent of yours, but it seems that you've eaten them all.
I don't need to eat, but it is fun sometimes.
Your maw is enormous. Great for munching. Now, I am old, but you are much older than me. How long have you been around exactly?
Before there was civilization, there was non-civilization. That was the best time for me.
That was before human language?
Yes. I enjoyed the law of the jungle. Eat or be eaten. I never got eaten.
Me neither.
I'm the strongest demon I've ever met. That's why I'm still alive. And that's how it should be. I'm all that there is in the Barrens, my part of the Abyss. But I understand on the prime material plane, there are those who would shelter the weak. People don't even eat their young anymore.
Yeah, cooking babies is a lost art these days.
I like you. I'll make sure that you're one of the last 100 sentient beings I kill. You'll be the 98th to last kill, if you're not dead already.
That's very gracious of you. We normally ask about adventurer kills, but I doubt many adventurers have gotten to you in the Abyss. So what is the meanest demon you've ever killed?
That would be Krath Nakar. He was the Duke of the 101st layer of the Abyss. He had 8 heads and 7 dicks, and 3 vaginas. Poison-tipped claws and razor-sharp teeth poking out of all of them.
So, a pretty standard demon lord, then.
Not too unexpected. But I was surprised when he breathed fire, lightning, and antimatter at me. The antimatter was particularly painful.
What did that feel like?
It was non-existence itself coming for me. Even as it was exploding in my body, I thought it was really neat. I've tried to find antimatter to use against my enemies ever since, but I can't find any. Also, all of my enemies are dead.
Oh, I might be able to help you with that, but do go on. How did you kill him?
Oh, great. I put on my steel-toed boots and kicked him in each of his genitals. That just stunned him. It didn't kill him. I tried to cut off each of his heads with my claws, but for every head I cut off, 2 grew back.
The old Hydra chestnut.
Just like a Hydra, I had to dip my weapons in oil and light them on fire to cauterize the cuts. But I didn't have any weapons I could use other than my claws, so I had to light myself on fire to decapitate him for good.
That sounds painful.
It was a tremendous pain in the ass, which, by the way, he had 4 of. I tried to kick each ass in sequence, but there was too much else to do.
Sounds like it. What a story.
I took the pieces of his broken body to fashion an exoskeleton that I wear to this day. But you said something about helping me with antimatter?
Yes, there are certain spells that enhance the amount of antimatter you find in a common banana. Then you can extract it with an alchemist kit.
Well, that would be helpful if I knew where to find a banana. There isn't a grocery store in my part of the Abyss.
I can send you a package, courtesy of the show.
The other problem is I don't know any alchemy.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure you can find somebody in the Abyss who will be able to help you.
Right before I rip them to shreds. Well, that should work. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, this has been so helpful. I'm giving you a promotion. Rather than being the 98th to last person I'm going to kill, now you're the 35th to last person I'm going to kill.
That's quite an honor. Thank you.
No, thank you. You're the first entity I've talked to in some time. I kill most people who dare contact me. Lucky for both of us, I've heard of the show.
Yes, I'm honestly surprised you have. The Abyss is so remote, and it's still the early days for the show.
Like I said before, I prefer the early days. The days before civilization, and the days before your show inevitably sells out.
Yes, most civilized activities are doomed in some way or another. I suppose this show is no different.
Well, I'm going to get back to destroying every civilization that has ever existed or will ever exist.
Thanks for being on the show! Oblivé and I are different. I enjoy mentoring the younger generation, while Oblivé wants to be no more new generation at all. I favor the monarchy in Barovia, while her brand of anarchy does not involve collective action of any kind. As our host is fond of saying, there are many ways to be a villain. I hope this episode of the show is inspiring for all the young ladies out there. When you grow up, you might become a witch who can contact demon lords, like me. And when you die, your soul might turn into an abyssal demon, and if you can kill enough other demons, you might become a demon lord, like Oblivé. Ambition, before or after death, it's its own reward. I've enjoyed being your host this evening, but Aserak will return to hosting the next episode. He told me I might occasionally drop in for guest episodes like this one. We might also both interview somebody at the same time. Who knows? Like Oblivé, it is chaotic. Thank you for listening to Kill Them All!